Dreams of Tiffany Blue.
You know, when you called that evening, I was looking out the window watching the snowfall. When the city is all blanketed in white, it can be so peaceful. The snow absorbs all the sounds of the city. I like to go for a walk at night just to breathe in that sweet softness. Hello?
It's me.
Mojo, where are you?
I'm down here.
Philadelphia?
No, man. Way down.
Where?
Placencia.
Where?
You know, Belize.
Central America?
Yeah, you've been down here.
But not Placencia.
It's like a little finger sticking out into the Caribbean.
Oh, which finger?
Okay, it's more like a foot.
Which foot?
Forget that. Come on down here.
Why?
Well, because it's beautiful. It's green. It's 85 degrees. And the ocean, man, is the sweetest sound you're ever gonna hear.
I do miss the ocean.
It's blue, it's green, it's turquoise. And when the sun sets, it's got all these gorgeous reds and pinks and purples that it's just waiting here for you.
Mojo, are you tempting me?
Here, I'm going to give you a sample. I'm going to hold the phone out. Can you hear those waves lapping around my toes? Oh, man. Now, don't that feel good?
Oh, yeah, it sure does.
I didn't think it'd take too much to get you down here.
How'd you end up here?
Oh, I came down for a gig.
I have the impression there's not that many piano bars around here.
There's a lot of reggae and rock and roll.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, but right now I'd rather just listen to the ocean. This certainly is beautiful country.
Did you know, with all this green, there's only one golf course?
What do you mean?
In the whole country.
One golf course in all of Belize?
And did you know Phoenix, Arizona has over 200 golf courses?
There you go.
I mean, Jack, why stand in the hot sun whacking white balls when you can stand in the cool sand with the waves lapping between your pink toes?
I see your point. You know, if I recall, doesn't Francis Ford Coppola have a resort down here?
Total Inn. Best food in Belize.
Well, then let's go eat.
No. Just cool out a little, okay?
Mojo, you know, they don't feed you on airplanes anymore.
I miss that old Pan Am Clipper.
Oh, you mean those flying boats. You know, that was really, clearly, before our time.
Yeah, but that was luxury, man. They had style.
They did. And I'm hungry.
Okay. I'll take you to my favorite bar, Fat Freddy's.
Fat Freddy's? Wasn't that a character in a comic strip?
The Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers.
That sounds familiar.
The owner even looks a little like him.
Well, maybe I'll get to meet Fat Freddy.
But don't call him that.
Really?
Call him Friedrich.
Fat Friedrich?
No, man. No Fat Freddy, no Fat Friedrich. Just, you know.
Are all the bars here out in the open?
Saves on the air conditioning. The breeze just blows on through.
I like bars without walls. You get a much better view.
What can I get you, boys?
Ah, good cold beer.
Belican?
I'd like a Belican Stout.
Anything to eat?
Oh, what's good?
Everything.
Try the blue cheeseburger.
Really? Okay. Medium rare.
I'll get you Belican.
She's cute.
Oh, yeah. And she's tough, too.
As I recall, Belize is known for two things, pirates and pyramids.
Well, there are a lot of Mayan ruins around here.
The Mayans. Wasn't that a big disappointment?
Did you think the world was going to come to an end?
It never seems to.
Yeah, well, some old hippies couldn't read their calendar.
Oh, Mojo, over there, is that Fat Freddy? I mean, Fat Friedrich?
Hey, man, don't call him that.
Mojo, how nice to see you.
Friedrich, I want you to meet my friend, Jack Flanders.
Glad to meet you, Friedrich.
You are here on vacation?
That's right.
Where are you from, New York?
Yeah, Manhattan.
I spent a very long and bitter cold winter there once.
I'll bet you really miss it.
No, not at all.
You know, you remind me of someone.
Uh-oh. People tell me that all the time.
There was someone I knew in Brazil. His name was Klaus. Klaus Vargas.
Was that in Rio de Janeiro?
Yes, that's right. Professor Klaus Vargas.
You knew Klaus?
Yes, I did.
What is your name again?
Jack Flanders.
You are Jack Flanders?
I usually am.
Klaus was my brother. He has passed, did you know?
Yes, I'm sorry. I did hear that.
Klaus spoke very highly of you.
Oh, we had a very interesting time together.
I remember Klaus. I didn't know he was your brother.
No, I have not seen him in years. And then one day I'm told he's gone.
He was a nice guy.
Yes, I believe so. How long will you be in Belize?
Honestly, I don't know.
Perhaps we can get together? Are you free this evening?
Yeah, I guess, sure.
There's something Klaus sent to me. It puzzles me. Maybe it will mean something to you.
Oh, God, I hope it's not another crystal skull.
No, nothing like that. At least I think not. Well, we'll talk tonight. Mojo, you will come too, yes?
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Good. Tonight, then.
So, Mojo, what do you think?
What do I think of what?
For some reason, this is making me feel a little, apprehensive.
Oh, I think Friedrich's okay.
That's not what I meant.
You Bellicans, boys. And your burgers.
Wow, that looks great.
Need anything else, let me know.
Did you know, the last time I was in Belize, I ran into pirates.
You mean modern-day pirates?
We were scuba diving off Jaguar Reef, and we found a wreck. There was an old cask of rum, which tasted great, by the way. A few sips of that and, well, I don't know if I was hallucinating or if it was a dream or I'd stepped into another dimension. But I found myself on a ship filled with Popeyes.
Popeyes? You mean like, I am what I am?
Yeah, Popeyes and pirates.
That was some rum.
Yeah, was it ever. But like I said, it may have been a dream.
It doesn't mean it didn't exist just because you dreamt it.
I don't know what difference it makes. It's all in the past anyway. Of course, our past does shape our future.
Yeah, but you can shape the present in any way you want.
Maybe. Well, I guess that's one thing we all share, the present.
One day we may even find ourselves living in it.
I'll drink to that. Cheers.
Oogie wawa.
I wanted to show you what Klaus had sent to me. One week later, I was informed he had died.
A wooden box?
Let me show you what is inside. It was wrapped in this velvet. Here, tell me what you think.
What is it? A stone?
Looks like a gemstone. Mind if I hold it?
Here.
Klaus sent this to you? From Brazil?
Yes, he did. And there was a message. Hören Sie dieses für mich.
And that means?
Hear this for me.
Did he mean hear this is from me?
No. It is H-E-A-R, hear. Hören Sie means listen.
Does that make sense to you?
I hope that maybe you would know.
Well, Brazil is known for its gemstones, but I've never seen one quite like this.
It isn't a gem, it's a crystal.
What's the difference?
Well, a gem can be a crystal, but a crystal will not always be a gem.
Gems are classified according to their chemical composition. Crystals are mainly classified as cubic, hexagonal, tetragonal, orthorhombic, monoclinic, and rhombohedral.
Wow, right. So it is a crystal. It's a pretty color, sort of a robin's egg blue. But it's rough, unpolished.
Do you know if Klaus collected crystals?
No, But you can buy crystals everywhere in Brazil. Mojo, what does it feel like?
Oh, this stone feels pretty good. Got a nice vibe to it. And it has a little juice to it, too.
Oh, I'm afraid it's a mystery I will never resolve.
The next morning, Mojo and I were having coffee at a place called Above Ground. It's a coffee shop, and it's above ground. In fact, it's a treehouse. Mojo, I didn't know Belize grew coffee.
These beans are from Guatemala.
Well, it's good cappuccino.
How do you like having coffee up in a tree?
Well, it's a nice view. And howlers, too.
Did you know that howler monkeys are the loudest animal in the world?
Oh, get out of here.
I meant the loudest land animal.
Louder than an elephant?
Oh, yeah. They put his trumpet to shame.
The first time I heard a howler was in the Amazon. It scared the heck out of me. I thought it was a jaguar.
They say you can hear a howler from 3 miles away.
Really? I've seen the black howlers. They're really big fellows.
Some of them stand like 3 feet high.
Mm, that's a lot of monkey.
Oh, you never see them on the ground. They stay up in the canopy just eating and howling.
I wonder what they're howling about.
And they're probably complaining about all the rich gringos cutting down their trees and building houses and thinking about golf courses.
Oh, you know, I've been thinking about that crystal. If it's not worth anything, why did Klaus send it?
Maybe it has some sentimental value.
Maybe. But look, I am here for a vacation, not an adventure.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, look. Assuming Friedrich got the translation right, that note that Klaus wrote, "Hear this for me," meaning, "Listen to this for me." I wonder...
Buena mañana, muchachos.
Hey, Lenz. Have a seat.
You boys are up early.
Now, this is Jack Flanders.
Hi, Jack.
This is Lenz Luna.
Goddess of the moon?
That's me. You here on vacation?
I sure hope so.
Are you working on a puzzle?
What do you mean?
Are you a physicist?
No.
You look like you're trying to solve something really big.
Like?
Einstein's unified field theory, or maybe Tesla's?
You mean the relationship between gravity and electromagnetic fields?
Yeah.
What are you two talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Well, when you get to quantum mechanics, wake me up.
Why don't we tie them both together with a little string theory?
I'll buy that.
Wait. How do we get from howlers to Tesla?
When I was a boy, I built a Tesla coil.
You were a boy?
Yeah. Is that a problem?
No.
I thought I was.
Oh, you thought you were a boy?
I did.
But then?
When I was about 10, I found out I wasn't.
You discovered you were a girl.
Yeah.
Were you disappointed?
You bet I was. Boys could do anything. But back then, girls don't do that sort of thing.
When you were a boy... You made a Tesla coil?
Yeah.
Did you wind it yourself?
I did. I had about 300 feet of copper wire.
Ooh, that was a big coil.
Did it work?
It put out about 150,000 volts.
Oh, that's enough to light a light bulb.
You mean a fluorescent tube.
Didn't you build stuff when you were a boy?
No. Sadly, I had everything given to me.
Oh.
I built a crystal radio.
Did you wind your coil?
Oh, yes, I did.
I built a cat's whisker receiver.
Did it work?
Of course.
Did the crystal power the radio?
No.
It's the radio waves.
It runs off the power received from the radio waves.
So a crystal radio is not powered by a crystal?
Nope. And it doesn't need batteries.
But you need a long antenna.
Can you use just any crystal?
Just about.
There's a lot of different crystals that will work.
Silicon, molybdenite, zincite bornite. Silicon carbide.
Iron pyrite.
Yeah, iron pyrite. That's fool's gold.
You can operate a crystal radio with fool's gold?
Yeah, that'll work.
I wonder what kind of fool's stations you'll receive.
About the same as what we hear now.
Linz, what do you know about crystals?
Do you really want to know everything I know?
Not the hocus pocus part. I have mojo for that.
Wait a minute. I knew about Tesla when you were still licking lollipops.
Okay, let me put it this way. Where can I get a crystal set?
Build one.
Out of what?
All you need is a coil, a resistor, and a capacitor.
Where will I find those?
If you get the copper wire, I'll wind the coil.
I'll bet Friedrich can get that.
Oh, and you'll need a crystal.
I think we've got that covered.
Okay, muchachos, I gotta go. Get the parts, and I'll build you a classic cat's whisker crystal radio.
If you build it, he will come.
What was that?
Oh, nothing.